You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Louisiana enjoying Nutria Nights in NOLA, where amateur ethologists spend a weekend's night on the bayou studying the nocturnal nuisances while sustaining on little more than beignets and java. New Orleans is known as the cradle of jazz, but I think there's a stronger argument that it's the cradle of rhythm and blues and the nanny of rock and roll. The music of the Crescent City is a sonic gumbo. Long ago, American Indian, European, African, and Caribbean folks settled, or were forced to settle if they were a slave, in the bustling port city, which allowed for an intermingling of distinct musical heritages. This, in turn, created a nonpareil euphonic amalgam not found in rock and rhythm hotspots such as New York, Chicago, L.A., and Memphis. As rock tends to be more defined as the fusion of many varied music genres, it should be of little surprise that New Orleans would be the first city to hear the results of such a multifarious musical merger. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's celebrate the music of New Orleans with part one of a two-part installment. We'll float down the Mississippi to New Orleans and sample some of the best piano-driven, sax-dominated, rhythm-centric jambalaya ever cooked up. We'll identify the three men paramount to New Orleans rock and rhythm, listen to lesser-known homegrown artists, hear from an itinerant pioneer that found New Orleans conducive to his success, and even spin a few original versions of songs many will be surprised to hear. Earl Palmer knew what he was talking about when he said Shirley Goodman of the duo Shirley and Lee sang nasally, tinny, and off-pitch, and he was amazed that they had any hits at all. He was a talented arranger, producer, and drummer. In fact, the first elected to the Rock Hall of Fame based solely on his drumming. Earl blueprinted the very backbeat of the New Orleans sound. And even though the sweetheart of the blues, Shirley and Lee, weren't really sweethearts, and her singing was suspect, they did have a hell of a supporting cast. 1955's Feel So Good.
Come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so good now that you're home.
Feel so fine to know that I'm on your mind. Oh, what a feeling to know you're revealing. Feel so good now, please don't stop now. Ooh, so glad now that I've come back home. So long since I've been gone.
Now I'm glad that you see that we were meant to be. Come let me kiss you, come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so good now that you're home.
Now that you're home.
33 Kings is a sobriquet given the guitar triumvirate of B.B. King, Freddie King, and Albert King, but there was a fourth King. New Orleans wasn't known for its guitar slingers, and in the 50s you could count them on one hand. But the greatest form of flattery is imitation, and that says a lot considering Jimi Hendrix's studio output covered only one of the four Kings. Earl's 1960, Come On.
People see me, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. So come on, baby, let the good time roll. Understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. So come on, baby, let the good time roll.
Antoine Fats Domino was the biggest selling artist of the 50s. He sold more records than Elvis. Fats was homegrown and part of a long line of piano-based aces from New Orleans. His shy, quiet nature made him acceptable and far less threatening than studio mate Little Richard. Here's his Hardest Rocker from 1959. I'm ready.
Well, I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until the broad daylight. Because I'm ready. And I'm able. I'm willing and I'm able, so you better come and go with me. We're gonna rock and roll. Tell them all about free. Talking on the phone is not my speed. Don't send me no letter, cause I can't read. Don't be long, cause I be gone. We gon' rock and roll long night long. Cause I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until tomorrow night. My speed, don't send me no letter, cause I can't read. Don't
Dave Bartholomew was behind the success of many artists in the Big Easy, Earl King, Fats Domino, to name a few. He was the city's primary band leader, talent scout, producer, songwriter, and arranger, and he is also in the Rock Hall of Fame for his influential presence in rock's development. In 1952, he recorded two versions of a song he wrote, but it failed to chart. 2 years later, he imported a New York vocal group, the Bees, to New Orleans to re-record it. It didn't hit either. But 18 years later, it became Chuck Berry's only number one. Here are the Bees with Toy Bell, a.k.a. My Ding-a-Ling.
When I was a baby, had a crying spell. Grandma bought me a toy bell. She gave it to me when it started to ring. Grandma called it my ding-a-ling. Oh!
My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Oh, my cutest thing.
Oh!
My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. When she plays with my ding-a-ling.
The queen of rock and roll, period. And the itinerant Little Richard session visits to New Orleans produced his greatest output, supported by the powerful Earl Palmer, an expropriated intro from Rocket 88. Here is 1956's Good Golly Miss Molly.
Rockin' out of-
Make little mistake, if you played piano in New Orleans, you best be good. The city simply raised and drew the greatest pianists in music. So Amos Milburn had little to fear as he headed to New Orleans in 1956 to modernize his now dated sound. Amos hooked up with Earl Palmer to improve a 1948 hit, and listening to the result, you'll hear a possessed man habitually grunting along with his right hand. But it flopped, and Amos quickly realized white folks couldn't relate to a song about a chicken shack.
Hello, cats, I just got back. Looking for that place they call the chicken shack. It's fine as wine and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part of all the things. Have a ball. On all you cats, you can shop with attack. So the party's ready to start down at the chicken shack.
Smith is another member of the Hard Luck Club, but when your nickname is simply Piano and Nola, you're no slouch on the 88s. He played innumerable sessions, but as an artist, he found his music become hits for others, Rockin' Pneumonia and Sea Cruise, to name a few. With his group The Clowns, he tasted some national chart success, but let's spin his obscure High Blood Pressure from 1958.
I get a high.
There were many places to record in New Orleans, but there was only one place anybody did. J&M Studios, owned and operated by Italian grocer Cosimo Matassa. Nearly all of the 40s and 50s musical output from New Orleans emanated from his studio. Using relatively unsophisticated techniques, Cosimo's innate ability to capture the sounds he did is really a testament to his genius and intimate knowledge of his studio. Sax sessionist Lee Allen paid tribute to Cosimo in 1956 with his instrumental, Rockin' at Cosmo's. Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rockin' Rhythm Review. Don't forget to listen for part two of The Music of New Orleans. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Roy Bird. If you'd like to tap some keys, please send your email to wmat@mail.com. Before I go, let me give you a classic recipe for a hit song. Take an obscure one-hit wonder from New Orleans, have them record a song about California, wait 3 years until a Hoosier garage band covers it, and watch them take it to the top five. Here's Joe Jones's original, California Sun, from 1961.
I'm gonna go back out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. The girls are frisky in the old Frisco. A pretty little misser wherever you go. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun Don't you hear me?